Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't feel like I would have much to say if I didn't work in the radio business. Honestly, I feel like I would be much more of an introvert. Maybe that's not true. I don't really know. Here's the thing. Being a professional talk show host has changed me a lot because I talk for a living, which means I don't want to talk much when I am not on the radio. In fact, I generally take one day on the weekend, whether it's a Saturday or Sunday, and I don't talk much at all. I do have friends that I talk to on the phone, friends and family, and so sometimes those conversations can take a while. If we have a lot to catch up on. But yeah, for the most part, when I'm not working, I like to be quiet. But I don't know if that's who I am or if it's who I am because of all these years as a talk show host. Also, to debunk another myth, I do not talk about sports when I'm not working. I love the fact that my family couldn't care less. They'll watch sports with me if there's a game I need to watch, and it's fun to watch with them as a family and kind of see it through their eyes. But yeah, it's always so funny when a guy will say to me, "Oh my gosh, you're the best. Why aren't you married? You're beautiful and you love sports. I just want to talk about sports with you." Oh. No, that sounds like the worst date ever, having to sit around and talk about sports. No, thank you. That'd be like if you're a plumber and your date just wants to hear all about your latest plumbing job. Nah, no thanks. So yeah, I am. I think I'm better served at people in my life who A, don't like sports, or B, are not real super interested in what I do for a living. It's actually kind of cool. They can just look at me and talk to me as Amy. So here's Amy at the After Hours super secret home base. I've got my Christmas tree over my shoulder. I've always wanted to do a show next to my Christmas tree just because I love having this real tree here in my living room. It's a balsam fir. It still smells really good. I guess I should not be surprised by the fact that people actually are criticizing my Christmas tree. Like what? I don't know. That seems it's a good thing I'm not inviting you over to see it in person, right? I mean, my goodness. Anyway, I love my tree, and it's beautiful, and it makes me happy, and so it's kind of fun for one night to be here while I don't know if I'm snowed in. I probably could get out of my driveway, though. Man, the plows have come by and put up a big old drift in the back of my driveway. Princess Leia has force powers, but it's going to take some shoveling for me to get out. So it was really kind of my boss to allow me to work from the super secret home base for this one night, so I did not have to drive in the snow into New York City, which is where our CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Okay, can I tell you the truth about something? I'm a little bit nervous about taking more wild weather phone calls because of the last one. It was bad. It was just, it took a long time. And there was yeah, it was not a great story. And so now I'm a little bit nervous about taking more of your wild weather phone calls. But since I asked for them, we'll do that as we head through this hour of the show. We're also going to welcome a live guest coming up in a half an hour. And she has got this incredible story to tell, even in the midst of a pandemic and all the challenges for small businesses. And there are so many. She has found a niche. And I think it's kind of a cool Christmas story, a Christmas success story. And so we'll talk to Molly coming up in half an hour. That's going to be fun. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. And then on Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you too would like to make fun of my Christmas tree. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I did promise you a photo of the tree since I was going to be parked in front of it for several hours. I appreciate producer Frank, who made the drive into the CBS Sports Radio headquarters because he did have to brave the weather to get there so our show could be on the air, and also the engineer Bob, who spent a long time helping me on Wednesday afternoon to make sure the Comrex worked. You know why the Comrex didn't work initially? Because whoever packed the case with the Comrex did not include the power cord. Did you know that a Westinghouse flat screen TV has the same power cord as this little bitty Comrex? It's a piece of equipment about the size of a half a loaf of bread. It is essentially the way that you're hearing me. It's got good audio. It's clear as a bell. Great technology. The power cord to my TV was my last-ditch effort to figure out how to get this thing plugged in and working. So we were a little frantic because for some reason there was no power cord in the case. And yeah, that was going to be a mess. I was going to have to end up driving into headquarters anyway, but I tried every power cord I had. I was 0-for-5 until I finally pulled the power cord out of the back of my TV, and lo and behold, it was a match. Yet another Christmas miracle. All right. So wild weather, because right now I think last check, we were close to a foot of snow in my neighborhood. I know a good portion of the United States is also has gotten or is getting some of this same storm, because it came up the eastern seaboard, and then there's also been snow in other parts of the country. And so this is the time of the year when you have to make some type of, let's say, travel, if you're traveling too, travel arrangements where you have contingencies, right? Because you never know when you're going to get stuck. It's something that my boss asks me about every year when it's time to travel to the Super Bowl. Now, this year, we're not taking after hours on the road to the Super Bowl for obvious reasons. But it's just that time of the year. You just have to go with it, right? So again, we'll get back to your calls, 855-212-4227, or on Twitter and Facebook. At the top of the hour, just before we took our break there, we were talking about week 15 in the NFL. And as I say, even though you may not be looking at a lot of games that have actual playoff matchups, meaning two teams who are headed to the playoffs or two teams who have playoff inspirations or aspirations, I should say, you do have a few of those. But also what happens this time of the year is that you've got teams that are eliminated, or teams that, in our opinion, might have nothing to play for, but it becomes their Super Bowl, right? To take out a division rival, or to take out a team, to exact some revenge. And so you better watch out. You take an opponent lightly this time of the year, even if it's a team that you don't think is very good, and you are going to pay. Because these teams, they would like nothing better than to spread the misery, right? What's the cliche? Misery loves company. And so let's see. How about Chicago? Now, actually, that's a bad example, because Chicago is still technically alive for the playoffs. But don't you think the Atlanta Falcons would like nothing better than to throw a wrench into the plans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? That game taking place in Atlanta. It's an NFC South division rivalry. Let's think about the last time that Atlanta and Tom, well, maybe not the last time, but the most high profile game ever between Tom Brady and the Atlanta Falcons. No doubt the Falcons would like to put a wrench in the Bucs plans. Now, I still think they'll make the playoffs, but it could definitely impact their seeding, and obviously would impact their ability to challenge the Saints atop the NFC South. My hopes for the New York Jets are kind of running out, actually. I don't know if they're going to be able to win a game now at this point. But they still have the Patriots on their schedule, so we'll see. Now, Bill Belichick hates the New York Jets. He's got a history with them, and he hates them. So maybe he's not going to allow any of his guys to rest or to let their guard down. But still, I guess there's still some hope for the Jets to win a game. Could you imagine if that was it, the very last game of the season, that they ended up winning their one and only game? My gosh. Yeah, I love this time of the year. There's always so many different tendrils and interactive storylines in the NFL. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So, Frank, I'm going to assume that the last text that I got from you is accurate. Let's talk to Bob, who's in Baltimore. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Bob.
You were very patient with that previous caller, so give yourself a pat on the back.
No. I was worried that I lost every single listener I had.
You need to listen to the song Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah, I love Dominic the Italian Donkey.
That's a good one, too.
It is a good one. It's very unique.
I'm going to try to keep my story short, but this involved football, so I got to share it with you. It also involves a special and lasting memory with my son. Now, this was in 2005, I think. In summary, it was a Sunday before Christmas, and the Ravens were playing the Bears. And that particular winter season, we had 3 24-inch storms.
Whoa.
And this did it very rare in the Maryland area, in Baltimore in particular, but that's what it was. So I got tickets from my nephew, several months prior to the game, so we wanted to go to the game, but they were talking about canceling the games. And the Bears were coming in from Chicago, and they actually postponed the 1 o'clock start to 4 o'clock. And I said, Greg, do you want to go to the game? Yeah, Dad, let's give it a try. So I don't know how we're going to get out of the driveway. I do have a four-wheel car, but we managed to get out. My neighbor, shook his head. I don't know where you think you're going or how you even got out of your driveway. But anyway, good luck. Anyway, once we got on our way, we were okay. Main roads were about 45 minutes from Ravens Stadium. So the main roads were okay, but there was no place to park. I usually park on one of the side streets,
right,
several blocks from the stadium. There's no place to park. So we managed to get into the hotel parking lot. I think it was the Hilton. About 4 blocks from the stadium. The sidewalks were so narrow, you had to walk single line. It took us several, I don't know how long it took us to get to the stadium, but we actually went to an oyster roast and had a pit beef sandwich at a catering event at the sports museum between the two stadiums. They still had that on. So we went in, had our oysters, we went to the game. But what I remember was there was no snow in that stadium. Maybe a little bit behind the stands. And what caught me as, an unusual story is they had to bring prisoners in from the penitentiary overnight to shovel the snow from the upper deck to the lower deck, and they got rid of all the snow. I guess they dumped it into the harbor. I don't know, but it was an amazing feat that they did that. Unbelievable that they got rid of all that snow.
Ooh, that's an exercise right there.
Yeah, and it's an amazing memory. The Ravens did win the game. I don't remember too much about the game, and I really don't remember how we got home. we managed to get through it, and it's just a good memory that we even got to the game at all.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's crazy. Sometimes we look back on these wild weather feats that we attempt,
yes,
and I think, oh my gosh, I was a little crazy back then. Should I really have been doing that? But I don't know. You just do it, and you worry about it later.
You get it done, and hey, it's a fabulous memory. But I know Buffalo and some of the colder stadiums have conveyors. I think New England, Buffalo have the conveyors. So, they have these frequent blizzards and storms, so they have automated systems to get rid of the snow. But This was manual labor. I don't know how many prisoners they brought in. They spent the night at the club level, and you know, they fed them, and they actually worked in shifts and slept on cots, and they got all that snow out of that stadium. I'm telling you, it was like 26 inches.
It's amazing. All I can think is how sore they must have been. I know that I'm going to have to shovel snow in the morning, and it's a great workout. In fact, don't you always hear the warnings on the radio, whether it's the news, maybe it's TV news? Be careful when you're shoveling snow. If you have a weak heart or you have a history of heart problems, make sure you take frequent rests, because every year people have heart attacks while shoveling snow.
Yes, yeah, they overdo it. They don't take breaks, and, you know, it's wet snow. It can be heavy, and they're not used to doing it. It's a rare event to begin with in this area, so you got to be careful.
For sure. Well, I'm not going
to
preach
to
people, but
to you and your mom, and especially your grandmom,
and
your pets, too.
Thank you. Penny, she'll not know Christmas, but she'll know the snow. I appreciate it.
She'll remember.
Merry Christmas to you, too, sir.
Take care.
Yeah, every year, don't you hear those stories and I always think, pshaw, I'm still young. I can get out there and shovel snow for 2 hours, but it is a lot of exertion. And so I know that I'm always extremely sore after I do some shoveling, and I'm usually by the end of it too. And no, I'm not buying a snowblower. Are you kidding? That thing would run me, not the other way around. So if you have some wild weather stories, that's kind of a cool one. It's fun if you can relate it to a family member or sports, to be sure. Man, we've had some wild travel stories already. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. By the way, thank you so much for your permission to eat all of the Christmas cookies that I have baked that are sitting in way too close proximity to me here in the after-hours super secret home base. I do not have this temptation at work because the cookies are nowhere near me. But I'm having to use all of my willpower not to march into the kitchen and start eating Christmas cookies. Gosh. The perils of working from home in 2020.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
We are breaking all of the rules of sports radio. I'm just kidding. There are some rules in sports radio, but not as many as you might think. And certainly not when it's around the holidays. We've gotten donkeys, hippopotami. I think that's how you pluralize it. Hippopotami. We've also done Leroy the Redneck Reindeer this hour. And so we've had all kinds of crazy Christmas music that we hope gets stuck in your head. That's our service to you here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. If you rent your home, Geico makes it easy to bundle renters and car insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. What is the point of a radio show if you can't have fun? Let's talk to Eric, who is listening in New York. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, Amy, good morning. The only thing you're missing is the 12 pains of Christmas. So, as we're talking, I'm sitting here delivering newspapers, so you can imagine how my morning's going.
Oh, my gosh, are you on foot or driving?
No, I'm driving. Which leads me to my story. So 11 years ago, it was the end of 2009, we had a blizzard here, and the official count was 26.9 inches.
What?
And, you know, yeah, and they made us go out and deliver. And, you know, the papers, so, you know, what normally would take like a, I don't know, two and a half hour route took like over 8 hours, probably closer to 10.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, but just, you know, forget the fact that, you know, probably most of these people didn't even see the newspaper until April when the snow melted. So. And, you know, and the ones who were out that were, you know, snow blowing or shoveling or whatever, all thought I was out of my mind for being on, you know, being on the road, even though they were appreciative of the paper. But here's the kicker. I was 2 weeks removed from having shoulder surgery. So I'm out there with a sling on in addition to driving around in all this mess.
Now, are you the person who drives with one hand and chucks the newspaper with the other?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I don't really, you know, a lot of these people will beg as they drive, which I don't do. I don't have anyone with me to throw it. So yeah, I throw as I drive. So.
Oh my gosh. Well, at least there was nobody else on the road as you were veering all over the place.
Right. As I'm passing a plow, as you're mentioning that.
All right. So talking on the phone, throwing newspapers, and dealing with snow. You are a multitasker. Yeah, well,
I have a headset on, so I'm okay there. But I just figured I'd throw that out there. You know, a nice quick story for you. But yeah, that was. I did get a shirt out of it for my loyalty to work. You know, to be able to go out there. They gave me a shirt saying I delivered in 26 inches. I mean, I would have been more embarrassed just the fact that I wore that thing. But anyway.
A shirt, so, as opposed to a raise or a Christmas bonus or maybe someone to help you throw newspapers. They gave you a T-shirt. Nice.
Right. So anyway, yeah, you have a great holiday. Be safe. So.
Merry Christmas, Eric. How about that? We put our lives on the line to bring you the latest, greatest newspaper. It's updated. It's delivered fresh. You might not find it in the snow until April, as he says. And for your troubles, for putting your life at risk, you get a T-shirt. That's hysterical. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I have so many crazy weather stories that I could share with you. Tonight's not really a crazy weather story. It's just that I'm working from the After Hours super secret home base because of the fact that my boss was kind enough not to make me go out in the blizzard. It's still snowing. The last I checked, it's actually up over the lip of my front door. So I have a step and it was up over the bottom of the door when I last checked outside. And it is cold, too. The snow is not going to be melting anytime soon. I think our temps are not supposed to get above freezing, even close, until Sunday. Anyway, this is just snow, nothing big, right? When I lived in Connecticut, so this was at my previous network, we had an ice storm like I've never seen in my life. It was insane. It was in October, too, and so you're not really prepared for it. Remember, I still had plants out on my deck. And my town in Connecticut happened to be the hardest hit of any town in the entire state. I have no idea why. We just were right in the center of it. We did not have power at my house for 8 days. Now, I had a wood stove, and so I would crank up the wood stove. Temperatures would get – so this is October, right? So on the heels of this ice storm, we end up with temperatures in the 50s, but it's not like things were melting that quickly. There were power lines down all over the place. It was just – it was nuts. And so there's an ice storm, trees down everywhere. We're without power for 8 days. I was going to work – to charge my phone and to take showers. But the first night I had gone into work, I left early enough to beat the worst of the storm, and I got there but couldn't get out. So I literally slept on the floor of a studio at ESPN Radio. It was awful, as you can imagine. There wasn't a bed. I just slept on the floor in a studio, and I used my jacket for a pillow, I think. It was cold. I mean, it was awkward and cold. I couldn't get out of there, though. There was no place to go. So I remember the next morning, there was a Starbucks in the cafeteria there on campus, and the only thing I wanted was that they would have the Starbucks open and serving coffee. So wouldn't you know, I think that woman was a saint. She somehow made it into work and was serving coffee. And so that was my saving grace. But yeah, I spent the night on the floor of a studio at a radio network. And then when I got home, I didn't have power for 8 days. So I was cranking up the wood stove during the daytime. And then, of course, it would warm up the bottom floor of the house, really. I was using 7 blankets to sleep upstairs. But do you know, I heard these stories. I'm sure some of you may have heard similar stories about people that just don't understand how it works, who had brought their grills inside their houses and had lit their grills inside and ended up dying because of the fumes. And I don't even know how to respond to that. It's so tragic, but also so, like, are you kidding me? You actually brought your grill inside? So I remember we had stories like that, but 8 days without power, that's a long time. It got down to 40 degrees inside the house. Oh my gosh. Like I said, many of you have similar stories, but having grown up in the Northeast and not only lived in New Hampshire, but then Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Vermont. I've lived in almost all of the New England states. And then I went to school at Syracuse. I lived in upstate New York for a couple of years right out of school because I took a couple jobs there. And I also lived in Oklahoma and chased tornadoes. Well, chased, followed after them and, kind of reporting on the weather that I would see. So I've lived in some pretty crazy weather arenas, some pretty crazy weather alleys. And I have all kinds of stories, but I've enjoyed, okay, I'll be honest, I've enjoyed most of your stories. I can't say all of them. Some of them are pretty awful, like the guy who got stuck on a bus for 7 hours and had to use a plastic bag to go to the bathroom. No, I don't even know why I repeated that. I'm so sorry. All right. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I am not sorry if you have I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas stuck in your head. And yes, for those of you asking for pictures of the snow, once it gets light out, I will take pictures of the snow, Penny playing in the snow as well. Thanks for hanging out with us, even though this show has been pretty atypical. And as one listener said, it's been completely off the rails. I will agree with that. Coming up next, what I think is a really cool Christmas story, a success story in 2020, a small business success story. And it actually has to do with sports, too. So we'll welcome our guest so she can tell us all about it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I do love Christmas carols, especially the ones that have anything to do with snow. And so on Tuesday, as I was anxiously awaiting the snowfall, the start of it in my neighborhood, I was singing, "Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow." And Winter Wonderland applies appropriately today as well. Although it is really dark out there right now. So I'm sitting in my living room at the After Hours super secret home base, and my neighbors finally turned off their Christmas lights across the street, so I can't really see out the window much, just a reflection of my lamp and my tree in my front window. I know that it is blowing like the Dickens because I can hear it blowing out there, but it's so different from the last time I did a show at home. It was July. It was the first week that I had moved into my new house. I had my front door open because it happened to be a really nice evening. So I had my front door open and I'm hearing my various neighbors get up and kind of move around. And I know I can recognize the same cars going by at the same time for five mornings in a week. Or five mornings in a row. And it's just so different now because it's frigid and there's a blizzard. And I'm having flashbacks about working once again from the After Hours super secret home base. But I appreciate my boss allowing me to be home as opposed to drive into New York City in the middle of a snowstorm. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for joining us on Twitter, on Facebook. Love to hear your wild weather stories. And we've also taken some interesting phone calls, to say the least. But these next few minutes, I'm pleased to welcome Molly O'Connor, who is an entrepreneur, to say the least, joining us from the Boston area. And Molly, before we get to what I consider to be a great success story, how's your weather up there? Are you getting snow as well?
Oh, yes. woke up to the thoughts of shoveling throughout the day. It is very, very snowy here, but luckily we don't have anywhere to go. So,
good. I'm glad to hear that you get to stay home. As I was thinking about crazy weather stories, a lot of mine come from New Hampshire, which is where I grew up. So, good New England girl that I really yes. do love the snow. People get mad at me when I say that, but I always do. So, I want to be able to tell your story a little bit, or I guess more sure. appropriately, I want you to tell your story. But I did see as I was kind of reading about you that you're a big time marathon and half marathon runner. Have you ever yeah. had a crazy weather situation for one of your races?
You know, I actually have been fairly fortunate. We've had some really rainy, like 5 and 10Ks, which at that point you just sort of power through it and you think of that beer at the end and you're like, I don't even care. But I've actually been pretty fortunate. The only sort of unfortunate weather I've hit is on the other side of things, being unseasonably warm for like a spring half marathon, which is not as fun and power through as if you're running in rain or snow or something right. like that.
Right. Actually, the last one I ran, which would have been spring of 2019, it was the same thing. It was unseasonably warm. I was doing a half marathon in Central Park, and I'm not kidding. I thought I was going to overheat and, like, melt. It was the same kind of thing. So I know.
And you have people, like, spritzing you and stuff, and you don't know if it's better to get the water at that point or when it just, like, it's just the dried water on you, and you're just hoping for that finish line.
Well, we appreciate you getting up early to spend a couple minutes with us. And I want people to hear your story because it's kind of born out of you running marathons and half marathons as something that you did in your free time. And you realize that there never was a safe, secure place to leave your stuff. And that stresses me out when I'm running a half marathon. Mm-hmm. Not only do I want to know that my stuff is secure, but I also want to know that it's not going to be real difficult to get it back when I'm done running. So what happened from that point? Where did you go with it?
Sure. So, you know, our journey has been very interesting. Of course, we started with this sort of narrow focus. We wanted to be that solution for runners because as a runner, like you just said, I know that stress of the pre-race jitters. Do I keep my jacket on? How long do I hang on to my cell phone? When do I give up my bag? And I just wanted to sort of eliminate all of that worry so that runners can focus on literally the road ahead. And so we started with sort of this narrow focus, really, you know, concentrated up here in New England. And about five, six months in, we were, you know, every weekend out there doing races and started to get, a little, you know, word was getting out there. And actually the first call that we got that made us think, you know, this would apply in additional situations, was the Rutgers football program. So they gave us a ring back in 2016 and said, hey, we have an NFL level bag policy. You know, we've got these fans that are coming in that need a place for their stuff. We don't want to deal with it. Can you help us out? And, like the good little entrepreneur I was, I said yes without thinking about it, you know, and then we planned it out. And the ball sort of started rolling from there because you just, you know, all of us have gone to games and, you know, the thing that we want to do is be in the game watching our team, you know, enjoying those, you know, hot dogs and beers and having fun in the game and not stressing about, oh, my gosh, I couldn't bring my purse and I left it in a bush. Is it going to be there when I get back? So we just, you know, it was, it's a great compliment to the, what we call competitive events. So we do like running road races, but also a lot of mud runs and triathlons and things like that too. And then we have our sort of spectator events. So for example, tonight we're actually kicking it off with the Houston Rockets down in Texas. It'll be our first game with them. It'll be their first, you know, COVID game welcoming fans. So it's been an interesting, it's definitely been an interesting journey, but it's carried us, you know, well beyond New England now. So we're sort of offering coast to coast coverage, you know, theoretically, post COVID world. We're in regional hubs all across the country and working with all different collegiate and professional sports organizations and venues. And it's been a wild ride and we're having fun.
Molly O'Connor is joining us from Boston, but the mobile locker company is actually nationwide, as she was mentioning, and they've got engagements with all the different sports leagues as well as some of these different events. And I saw concerts on your website too. So how does it work? How do you keep up with the demand, Molly?
Well, we have grown. So when we, not only were we regionally focused originally, you know, 5 years ago or so, we also just had, we just had two vehicles. So now we've grown our fleet. So we have seven of our locker trucks, which are, you know, customized locker trucks built for this specific purpose. And, where it's obviously mobile, keyword in our name. So we get to sort of be able to cover a lot of ground with those seven trucks. We have more on order and we also can sort of quickly whip one up as a temporary solution. So we've been, you know, our main focus is we want to be, you know, sort of flexible. We want to be agile and we want to be simple. And it's really taken us far. And, you know, and COVID obviously put a pause on things, but it led us to be able to, you know, take time, you know, reevaluate. You know, you, it's very rare in a business that you get to sort of have a few months of introspection. And now we're rolling again. And we're, you know, we're down in Texas where they've got the Cowboys games, the Houston Texans. The demand is going to come in, we think, pretty hot in 2021. So we've got a great production partner who's sort of on call when we say, all right, we need a new truck. And they're going to sort of whip it out and get it rolling for us.
I remember I went to a game at MetLife Stadium a couple years ago, and I didn't realize there was a new stricter bag policy. So generally, I don't go as a fan, but I was going as a fan with a ticket. And I remember that stress of thinking, I can't go all the way back. Well, actually, we took a car service. I was with a group of people, so there was no place to put my bag. And they sent me over to this truck. And now I'm wondering, now I don't remember exactly what year it was, but now I'm wondering if that was your mobile locker company. But how does it work? How do people, how do fans have assurance that it's actually going to be secure and they know they can get their bag back?
Absolutely. Well, we always joke because, of course, we have people, you know, like I said, people are stressed and nervous. They want to get their bag stored securely. They want to get into their game. You know, it's totally thrown them for a loop, right, when they get up to the security line and they're saying, you know, you can't take this bag in. So we get that question a lot, like, how do I know you guys are going to be here when I get back? And we always joke, you know, it's not a very good business model if we just drive away. You know, that would be a one-off event. But we've got, so we're fully insured and we stay on site at the event for hours after. So everyone can sort of take their time to come back and grab their stuff. But it's also a really simple process to come over to us and use us. Unfortunately, I don't believe we were the service you used at MetLife. I don't think we've been over there just yet, but you know, that's on the list.
Awesome.
But we basically, you know, like I said, we want to make sure that we're keeping everything simple and we're not the main event, right? We're not, you don't come to you know, a Cowboys game to go and use a locker. You know, you come to see the Cowboys. So we keep it super simple, get you in, get you out, go in, enjoy the game. When you come back, it's going to be a quick pickup for your stuff. And you can go on and hopefully celebrate because your team won. So we sort of stick to that principle of like that, like Occam's razor, the simple solution is the best solution, you know, and that's what we what we're committed to, because there's a lot of temptations, right, to add an element of technology or make it an app or the like. And we've just found, you know, don't, you know, give people a key and let them like store their stuff, get into the game and have fun.
Such a great business principle, especially right now when you have so many companies that are having to either change what they do or scale back or trying to figure out how to survive. And very simple and yet very effective. Molly O'Connor is with us from Boston here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Just have a couple of minutes left, but I'd love to know personally what this has been like for you. It was an idea that was born out of an experience and it's turned into a nationwide effort, a nationwide company that's growing. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's been like any building any business. There's been challenges and there's been times of just like this crazy elation where, you know, like I love my husband, but maybe the best day in my life was when we did, a first big event really successfully. You know, like our wedding day was great, but you know, like that first Cowboys game was, you know, pretty awesome too.
Wow.
But you know, it's been, you know, it's funny too, because we do have such a large national footprint now and we are sort of, you know, all at once we're this sort of big presence, but a small company still. And it's everything that we do is just so close to my heart still. And everything, you know, I take every customer, you know, feedback. I take every, you know, anything that our staff comes into, you know, any situations our staff comes into, everything is so personal to me still. And I feel like that is a very important part of who we are as a company. And it's an important part of me as a business owner, because it's, you know, I'm in it to win it, but I'm in it to win it for the company and not to sort of sell and move on and do bigger things. I'm committed to this service and, you know, it's so utilitarian and it seems like such a, you know, basic service to offer, but it really means so much to people who need it on these big days where they've spent a lot of money on tickets and, you know, maybe even travel to get to the event, and for them to be able to have that little peace of mind. that really makes it for me. So it's been a journey, and COVID was a fun little challenge to throw in there. But we react and respond, and we continue, and it's been absolutely wonderful. I've enjoyed every minute of it, even the bad ones. I swear.
Yes. No, I gotcha. It's like, it's a baby. It's like, you've raised this baby. So it's amazing. All right. So I want you to find Molly's website, themobilelockerco.com. They're on Instagram as well, The Mobile Locker Co. And I'm so glad we got to do this around Christmas, because I think it's kind of a cool business miracle, business model, and maybe inspire some other people. So Molly, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Stay safe in the snow, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. And if you have to shovel, good luck out there.
Yes, of course. Just don't have a heart attack. So that's a really neat story, right? Simple business model. And maybe you're thinking, why didn't I come up with that idea? Because how many of us go to sporting events, of course, or concerts, or we go to a race or an outdoor event, and there's a new bag policy because of updated security, and somehow we never thought of the idea of a mobile truck? What is wrong with us? Molly is brilliant. That's really cool. So check it out, themobilelockerco.com, and I guess you'll see her trucks at events coming up in 2021 as fans return, which is awesome.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.